This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The final day of voting in 2022 midterms unfolded without major disruptions or widespread problems. More from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Scattered problems arose during the day that frustrated voters but did not appear to affect the ability to accurately tally the votes. In Arizona's Maricopa County, which includes Phoenix, some machine tabulators were unable to scan ballots immediately, a temporary glitch that began fueling conspiracy theories. In the Houston area, where voting rolls have been targeted by Republicans, equipment problems, lack of supplies, and too few poll workers were reported at several voting sites but resolved quickly. Since the 2020 election, former President Donald Trump and his allies have sown doubts about voting in the U.S. by blaming widespread voter fraud and tampering of voting systems for his loss to Democrat Joe Biden. I'm Norman Hall.
Democrats have easily repelled a Republican backed by former U.S. President Donald Trump in several left-wing leaning states, while tougher tests that could decide control of Congress and the future of Joe Biden's presidency await in more competitive territories. The liberal states like Massachusetts, Maryland, and Illinois have elected moderate Republicans in the past, but the Republicans this year appear to be too conservative in these states, handing Democrats easy victories in a year that could otherwise prove difficult for the party. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett defeated the Republican Joe O'Day, for a seat the GOP had targeted. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt held off a tougher-than-expected challenge. The outcome of races for Congress will determine the future of Biden's agenda, but the outcome also may not be determined for weeks at a time. This is VOA News. Ukraine's president has suggested he is open to peace talks with Russia and softening his refusal to negotiate with Moscow as long as the president, Vladimir Putin, is in power while sticking to Kyiv's core demands. Volodymyr Zelensky's appeal to the international community to force Russia into real peace talks reflected a change in rhetoric. And late September, after Russia illegally annexed four Ukrainian regions, he signed a decree stating the impossibility of holding talks with Putin. But the preconditions the Ukrainian leader listed late Monday appear to be non-starters for Moscow, so it's hard to see how Zelensky's latest comments would advance any talks. Zelensky reiterated that his conditions for dialogue were the return of all Ukraine's occupied lands, compensation for war damage, and the prosecution of war crimes, but he did not specify how world leaders should coerce Russia into talks. Southeast Asian leaders are convening in Cambodia, faced with the challenge of trying to curtail escalating violence in Myanmar. While the country's military-led government showed no signs of complying with the group's peace plan, U.S. President Joe Biden is planning to attend the summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, just as Washington and Beijing are increasingly jockeying for influence in the region. It is setting the stage for the group of 20 meetings in Bali that immediately follow and are expected to include Chinese President Xi Jinping. And also a possibility of Russian President Vladimir Putin, then the APEC Economic Forum in Bangkok. And by attending the ASEAN summit in person, Biden will be able to push American interests and demonstrate Washington's commitment to the region. A custody battle overseas has multiplied or the troubles of a U.S. mother trying to bring her daughter home. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
U.S. officials and a U.S.-based advocacy group, the Freedom Initiative, have confirmed that Saudi Arabia has taken into custody an American woman who has struggled for years to leave the kingdom with her daughter. American citizen Carly Morris is facing Saudi Arabia's strict male guardianship laws in a custody dispute with her Saudi ex-husband. The Washington-based advocacy group says Saudi authorities summoned her to a police station on Monday and have not released her yet. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Tropical storm Nicole is forecast to strengthen to a hurricane as it churns toward the northwestern Bahamas and Florida's Atlantic coastline. A range of warnings and watches remain in place throughout the region. More at VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.